This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Coming up at noon, Chris Fedor is going to join us. Chris's thoughts on the Cavs trade free agency that begins today, 6 o'clock. Teams can start signing players to contracts. And what else might be ahead for the Cavaliers? And does it involve a certain guy who went to St. Vincent St. Mary High School? I don't mean Romeo Travis.
Oh.
Although, Romeo, if you're listening, good
Frank
to have
Stamps?
You. Good to have you with us. Not our buddy Frank either. Nope. Not our pal Mike Case either.
Oh.
Caser.
Anybody else?
Not Drew Joyce.
Okay.
Are we not done? Corey Jones. Not Shion Cotton.
That's who my next one was, Shion Cotton.
Not any of those guys. So here you go, folks. You're hoping your team competes in the AFC North, and one of your big rivals in the division just went out and picked up Jalen Ramsey.
I'd love to hear from Steeler fan about how they feel. I hate to say this, but I kind of wonder.
You want to hear from Steeler fan?
I kind of do. I want to know how they feel about their team right now. I mean, they're getting older by the second. That's for sure.
Jonnu Smith and a 7th-round pick, and they flop a 5th-round pick and Minkah Fitzpatrick to make that happen. Let me just throw this out at you.
Did I really ask to talk to Steeler fans? Am I insane?
Yeah,
I'm insane.
You did, and yes, you are. Jonnu Smith.
Stellar talk.
Jonnu Smith is a really underrated part of this deal. There are a lot of rumblings all off season that the Steelers had an interest in going to get Jonnu Smith. And you might remember he's a former Tennessee Titan. Who's the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh? Arthur Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Where was Arthur Smith? Tennessee. So he knows, he's real familiar with what he's getting there in Jonnu Smith, whose best season was really probably last year in Miami. He caught 88 passes. But he's a guy who was pretty effective in Tennessee. I think he'll be a nice addition and a nice, not major, but a nice weapon for Aaron Rodgers in that offense. An offense that plans to run the football, but did pick up DK Metcalf, got rid of George Pickens.
It's a fifth team for the former Pro Bowler, or for last year Pro Bowler. So he's a Pro Bowler now.
Well, he's a good tight end. He's a really good after the catch tight end, I think. And just seems to run the ball well when he has it. Not huge yardage on those, but does a nice job with that. Steelers are making moves. I give them credit, Andy. They're trying to shore some things up.
Is that a move for this season, though? Smith is more than, right?
This season, no,
he's 29.
He's going to be 30 years old.
Yeah,
they're getting him for a weapon for Aaron Rodgers
for 1 year.
Well, I don't know, but this year,
I don't know. They're trying to
a 1 year deal.
Yeah,
they're giving him weapons.
Yeah, Steelers are going all in for a year. Is that what it feels like?
Kind of, sort of.
Well, they know their quarterback's only going to be here for a year, so I think they want to make sure they're giving him a guy that can catch the ball.
I'm not buying that. By the way,
what are you not buying?
that he's there for a year.
But the other side of that, too, is why would you give Aaron Rodgers a tight end if the only tight end he's ever made look good was JerMichael Finley?
Because he got to have somebody. And that
he didn't have one good looking tight end in Green Bay?
Not really. Well, put it this way. He had talent at tight end. It was a thorn in the side of a lot of Packer fans that the only tight end he ever threw to was JerMichael Finley. Anybody else, it was just kind of like the dump-off guys of, you know, DeGuara down the line from there. Kraft has been pretty good since then. I don't know if he caught passes from Rodgers, though.
Well, but now he's got two because Freiermuth is good, too.
Right. That's
so you've got two weapons there.
And that's the whole Arthur Smith thing is he loves throwing to tight ends. It's just Rodgers.
Yeah, except really guess what? Aaron Rodgers is in his 40s now. It's a different type of quarterback, maybe. And he's going to a different type of system. So let's just put it this way.
A different type of quarterback is the best way to put it.
They've given him another option. Okay, there's another weapon there for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Our team has a couple of tight ends. One you hope is a rookie. One is a rookie who you hope can play.
I feel good about our tight ends.
Harold Fannin.
Yeah.
So it's nice to feel good about that. I feel good about David Njoku. I have a hard time banking on a guy who's a rookie, but I'm very optimistic about Fannin.
So that's a good way to put it.
That's good. I'm very optimistic about him. Mm-hmm. When I just sit here and we talked about it with Scott again. If something doesn't go right with either Diontae Johnson or Cedric Tillman, you would think the Browns are in need of help at wide receiver. Maybe somebody emerges. There's always that possibility. Maybe somebody emerges. What if things don't go right with both of those guys, Andy?
I don't see that happening.
You're in trouble.
I don't see it happening. Do you?
Don't see what happening.
You're saying that both of our wide receivers don't go the right way. Say that again.
If Diontae Johnson isn't able to return to Pittsburgh form.
Okay.
Or close to it. And if Cedric Tillman isn't able, I mean, he had a major concussion. He was out for the rest of the season. If something happens there, because I think Cedric has the talent. Jeff, I know Diontae does.
I'm not going to lie. I think they need to pick up another wide receiver during training camp. I think they need to wait to see who's free.
They
and
could.
Then come in and bring in one more guy.
I wouldn't
need another wide receiver.
Yeah.
And by the way, you leave Jamari Thrash, you hang on to maybe five. If you're hanging on to four quarterbacks, kids, you're going to have to steal from somewhere else. How many wide receivers you keeping? Keeping six?
I'm always open to the idea that one of the young guys gets an opportunity, shows what he can do, and becomes a player in the league. I mean, that you can't dismiss that. These are young guys who are trying to do this for a living, and they're working like crazy to become really good players. So you can't dismiss that.
Luke Faria.
But man, you just... I would sign somebody now, get them the playbook so that when training camp starts, you're ready to go. You know, and he's talking to the – I would just get somebody else in here. We've gone over the available free agents. I would sign somebody, bring him in here. And if you find you have too many, you can cut somebody. You can do that. You can trade somebody. I can't imagine them trading from wide receiver because it's not a position of strength. But I would get somebody in here now. Just so that when training camp starts, you're not going, hey, hoping these guys work out okay. Because if they don't, we have to go get somebody. Well, go get somebody now. Just do it.
I mean, they did bring in DeAndre Carter, too.
But he's mainly a kick returner.
I know. I don't. Could you use him? If you were...
I don't want to say...
And by the way, if you're going to keep four quarterbacks, maybe you need a kick returner wide receiver.
Well,
someone may have to double up on
something.
You need
somebody you can put on the field, Andy. I would much rather go get one of those guys who has been around and has been a good player in the league.
Yeah, I'm going to wait until.
And there are guys available. You know, Keenan Allen.
I'm going to wait. I'm waiting till camp. I'm waiting till.
Waiting till what?
Till teams need to cut. I mean, if our guys are healthy.
And which you could do, you know, I mean, you could pick up somebody at the end of camp, but then there's an adjustment period. I'd rather take a chance and sign somebody now, get them up to speed for the start of camp, and then see if it works. And then if it doesn't work, you can do exactly what you're talking about. Pick up somebody at the end of camp. I do think you're just lacking at that position, and you better do something about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I, how many routes are there that a wide receiver can run? Seriously.
Well, it's routes and reps.
9?
10? Maybe. I was thinking maybe 10.
But it's also reps in the offense, it's terminology.
I don't know, man. I think it's if you have a quarterback and there's a wide receiver, do you need to, can you have instant chemistry? Is it easier to do that than it is to have instant chemistry with an offensive line? I think they can bring in, especially a veteran wide receiver. If they wanted to bring in a veteran wide receiver at the end of camp that got cut by another team that might have been, you know, that's got some.
I'm all for that. In the meantime, I'd bring somebody else in and get another guy up to speed. And then if you don't like that guy or something else happens, you can get rid of somebody. But I'd rather go into camp thinking we have four guys that we're pretty sold on. And then hope Thrash comes along. Thrash is one of your guys. He's on the basket team.
What does a wide receiver need to do to get up to speed? What do they truly need to learn?
I'd rather not go get somebody else's scraps. I'd rather try and pick the best of the free agents who are still available and bring that guy in.
But isn't that a scrap heap in its own?
Yeah, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And you're being picky about your scrapyards?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I want to pick the scrapyard twice. I want to pick it now, and I want to pick it at the end of camp. And then I want to pick it with Kenny.
There might be better talent at the end of camp.
There might be, and then there might not be. That's what I want to eliminate. I don't want to eliminate. We might be able to get a guy we like.
But your free agent pile of scraps is very likely the majority of those guys will still be there. At that same time, I would think.
Maybe. Just go get Chark. Just sign him up. Let's go.
I'll just go get him so you'll shut up about him. Although, I don't know. Would it be worse or better if he's here?
What do you think? Great if he's here. What are you talking about?
Then we'd hear about it more. Because then it would turn into, why isn't DJ Chark not getting the ball more? You know, I've always thought that guy looked good when he had the ball in his hands. He runs a really nice route. I don't understand why DJ Chark doesn't get the ball more. They should target DJ Chark.
I don't understand. Why did he only have 3 targets this year? Well, because he was
I don't understand why Menigan does an impression of me and my voice goes up an octave and a half.
Well, you know, the one thing about that is that he does have to do that the other way.
I don't know why DJ Chark doesn't get the ball more. Maybe DJ Chark should get the ball more often.
I feel much better about myself and my guy now. Thank you.
Could you please sing Baby Shark with that voice?
The heavy metal version?
Oh, yeah. Is there a heavy metal version?
The death metal version? Probably is.
Is there?
There is a death metal version of C is for Cookie, and it's outstanding.
Chris Fedor is coming up at noon.
Can we play that for Chris Fedor?
He covers the Cavs for the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Lonzo Ball's now a Cavalier. Chris's thoughts on that. I wonder if Chris will be assigned to the Cleveland beat for the new WNBA team that's coming to the town in 2028.
People will still call them. They'll always be the Rockers to me.
What should we name this WNBA team, folks? And are you excited about the team coming? Let's be honest.
If they don't name them the Rockers, I'm not going.
The WNBA has exploded in popularity despite the fact that it gives the WWE a run for its money. 216-474-0092. Reaction. There's a WNBA team in town, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.